The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Hey, and we find this also in Baba Metzia, that a katan who finds a metzia is only koine b'pnei darkei shalom, which means that midaraisa a katan can't be zoiche, can't acquire a metzia, being that he's not considered a bardas. He doesn't have the adequate intellectual capacity to make a kinyan and be kind of something for himself. Therefore, midaraisa, when he picks up a metzia, you could simply walk over and take it from him. And even midrabanon, be'etzem, a person could go ahead and take it from him because in cheshe mishpat he has no ability to be kind of something because he's not a bardas. Mipnei darkei shalom, because Chazal wanted to promote peace and it would be a little bit, of a situation of discord if people would just grab things from children. So Chazal were masaking that if a child picks up a metziah, says the Gemara, you're not allowed to steal it from him, you're not allowed to grab it from him, and if you do so, it's gezel mipnei darkei shalom, it's gzeila d'rabbanan. That's what the Gemara says about metziah and in Sanhedrin with respect to a metziah that's picked up by a cotton where he's kaine only mipnei darkei shalom. There's actually an interesting machlekes between the Ktsois and the Nesivis, whether this applies by all Ktanim, or only once they reach a certain age. According to the Ktsois, this applies by every single type of cotton. So even if a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old picks up a metziah, it's his, b'pnei d'archei shalom, you can't take it away from him. The Nesivis disagrees with the Ktsois, and the Nesivis holds that no, this halacha only restricts a person from taking a metziah from an older katan, and this wouldn't apply if the child is just a 3 or 4 year old. We wouldn't say this din of b'nei darkei shalom. So this is a machlekes nechtzais nesivis, whether it applies to even a very small katan or only an older katan. But the point is that the Gemara says in b'metziah and Sanhedrin that a metziah of a child of a katan, he only acquires b'nei darkei shalom, and midrabono, you're not supposed to take it away from the katan. The Rishonim ask from a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach Dalet, where the Gemara seems to imply not like this Gemara. The Gemara over there says that there's a difference between a katan being zoiche for himself and being mezake for others. Can a zoiche katan acquire something on behalf of someone else? And says the Gemara, when a child reaches the age, when he has the ability to be mavchen, to distinguish between an egoiz and a tsror, which means when you give the child a nut, which is something that's a delicacy for him, something that he would enjoy, he takes it for himself. When you give him a tsror, a rock, a stone, he gives it back to you. So he has the mental capacity to distinguish between these two items. At that point, he's able to be kind of something. However, when he reaches the higher stage of, says the Gemara, when you give him a chefetz, he keeps it for you, and then he returns it to you an hour later, at that point, not only is he able to be zeiche for himself, he's even able to be zeiche for other people. And the Gemara brings a machlekes, another Maliyamar holds that no, never can a katan be zeiche for other people, even if he has reached the stage where he can keep a chefetz that you give him and return it to you after an hour. Rather, every single type of katan, even if he's reached the mental capacity to be mavchim bein tsror to egois, and he's able to hold a chefetz that belongs to you and return it to you after a certain amount of time, he can be zeiche for himself, but he cannot be zeiche la'achirim. So it's machlekes in the Gemara whether he could be zeiche even for achirim if he reaches a certain point, or he could only be zeiche for himself in all respects. But the point is that the Gemara clearly says that once a katan reaches the stage of mental maturity, where you give him a tsror, he gives it back to you. He's not interested in something that's useless. But you give him an egoiz, a nut, he'll take it and he'll eat it. That is considered mature enough that he's considered somewhat of a bardas, and he can be kind of. in spite of the fact that he's still a minor, he's still a katan, he's not bar mitzvah, he could be koine. And the question is, how does this stim with the Gemara in Sanhedrin about mitzia? Over there, the Gemara says that if a katan picks up a mitzia, he's not koine it, bein midarais or bein midrabanon. It's just a new takana of darkei shalom that we tell you, don't take it away from him, even though it's not his in Chosh Mishpat. And over here in Maseches Gittin, Daf Samach Daled, the Gemara is saying clearly that a katan could be koine, even though he's a katan, even though he's not bar mitzvah. Still, once he reached a certain level of maturity, he's able to be koine, because we say that he does have a certain level of das. And according to one man, the Yomar, he could even be zeichel achirim once he reaches a certain point. So this seems to be a stira. Does a katan have sufficient das to be koine or not? Most Rishonim answer by saying that the difference between the two Gemaras is whether there's Das Acheres Makne, which means that in the case of Bab Metzia and Sanhedrin, we're talking about a Metzia, of something that's a lost object that he's lifting up for himself to keep. In that case, there's no Das Acheres Makne. No one's trying to be Makne the Chavetz to him, and therefore he needs sufficient Das on his own accord. And since he's a katan, he doesn't have that, he can't be koinet, and we need to come on to a new takana of darkei shalom in order to prevent someone else from grabbing it from him. However, say the Rishonim, Taisus read this ice, other Rishonim read this ice. By the Gemara's case in Baba Metzia, what we're saying that a katan could be zoiche if he has the mental capacity to be neutral and egois and to be zoirik at tzroir, over there we're talking about where there is das acheres makne. When someone's being makne to him a matana, for instance, where there's das acheres makne, and since over here we have the das of the makne, that suffices to allow the katan to be zoicha as long as he has somewhat of a capability to be mavchin and to understand things. And at that point, you could be makne to him, even though he's a katan, he doesn't have a full-fledged das at this point in his life. Now, the question is, this that we say, that if, let's say, a godoil gives a matana to a katan, then al yidei the method of das amecheres makne, he could be koineit, does that mean that he could be koineit even midai raisa? Or does that mean that he's only koineit midai rabbonon? And it's just more of a kinyan than bibnei dar chishon, because it's inherently his in chosha mishpat, albeit midai rabbonon. So this is a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos understands that this that we say, that al yedei the klal of das acheres makne, the katan could be zeiche, that refers to a kinyan midaraisa. And even midaraisa, if a katan is neutral egois v'zorik tzvar, if there's das acheres makne, the katan could be zeiche in a matana, even midaraisa. Other Rishonim disagree, and Rashi in a couple places, it seems to be a steer in Rashi, but Rashi in a couple places says clearly that al yidei das acheres makne, the katan could be zoiche, but only midrabanon. It's a din in chosha mishpat, so he's taka acquiring it, it's not just mipnei darach yisholim, but that's only midrabanon, it's not midaraisa. Most poskim assume, like Tosfos, that which das acheres makne works when you're makne matana to, let's say, a katan, that in fact works even midai reis. So what emerges from this resolution of the Rishonim between these two Gemaras? A very important rule, and that is as follows. Midai reisa, only a child who reached the stage of bar mitzvah, when he becomes a gadol, can he acquire things midiraisa? Because only then he's considered a bendas, which has the mental maturity to make kinyon. When you acquire something, you need das, and when you're cotton, you don't have sufficient das, at least midiraisa. When it comes to, let's say, acquiring a metzia, so mipnei darkei shalom, there's a dindra banon, don't take it from him, and we allow the cotton to retain the object that he lifts up. There's a machlekes dekseis and nesivis, whether this applies even by a young child, when he's like 3 or 4 years old, or it applies even, or it applies only when he's a little bit older, perhaps 6, 7. But that is mipnei darkei sholem, and that's by a metzia, where there's no das acheres makne, and it's just a metzia. When it comes to das acheres makne, he's kind of according to most Rishonim, even with the Raisa. And therefore, if a Gadol gives him a tana, b'batas acheres makne to a cotton, if he has reached the stage of neutol egois zirich tzvar, he's kind of with the Raisa. There's a very important Mishnah in Gittin and Daf Nun Tes. And this is the well-known rule called Pu'utois. Pu'utois means that a child, even though he's a katan, his mechira is considered a mechira, and his purchasing of objects is also considered a valid purchasing of objects. Mekcha, mekach, and everything works, but only midrabanon. So there's a takana derabanon that pu'utois, if they reach the stage of pu'utois, a katan has the ability to do business deals. Either buy something, sell something. His mekach is considered a mekach. His mecher is considered a mecher. That's the Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Nun Tes. There's a question as to exactly what age this applies. And the range is between the age of 6 and 10. This is the range of 6 and 10. And Lamaisa, it depends on the charifus of the child. It depends on exactly the mental capacity of this particular child, and it's not a universal halacha, it depends on the particular child that we are discussing. So in order to sell something to a child, or buy something from a child, maybe you have to strike up some conversation with the child to ensure that he has the mental capacity to make this deal. So that is the takana called pu'utis. The Rama, in fact, brings down a shita that holds that when he reaches the age of 10, then you could assume that he certainly has the mental capacity to buy and sell. And therefore, you don't even have to strike up a conversation. You don't even have to initiate some type of discussion with him in order to determine that he has the das necessary to make this kenyan. But if he's a little bit younger, he's 8 years old, you have to make sure that he's a bar das in order to sell him something or buy something from him. Now, there's a very fascinating machlekes apeiskim when it comes to this halacha of pu'utis. And this could have tremendous ramifications halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says, why were Chazal nesakin that pu'utis could be kaine and could be makne? What's pshat that the deal of a katan who has reached the stage of pu'utis is valid? Why is he allowed to sell? Why is he allowed to buy? L'chayri, he's not a bar das. So the Gemara says that it's b'nei chayov. K'dei chayov, which means that certain types of children, when they're minors, they don't have anyone to take care of them. Sometimes they're yosaimim. And if you have a yosaim, sometimes he doesn't have an apotropos, where Beis Din appoints someone to take care of his affairs for him. And therefore, Chazal had a big problem on their hands. Sometimes you had these children that couldn't fend for themselves. They didn't have an apotropos and they were yosaimim. And their mekach wasn't a mekach because they were children, they weren't a bar das. So Chazal were misakein that these particular children should have the ability to acquire and to sell. Now, even though some shitas taka hold, that since the heter was only kedei chayav, so we should only apply this to kedei chayav. If they, you know, have enough property and have enough metaltalin to survive with, then the excess metaltlin is not really needed, and there was no reason for the takana, and therefore they cannot buy or sell after they have the amount of metaltlin, not an amount of assets that satisfy the need of kedei chayav. Most rishonim, most paiskim disagree, and they say that this is universal halacha, that once Chazal were matur kedei chayav, they were matur it in ganzen. And the child is able to buy and sell once he reached the stage of pu'uta is based on this takana. However, there's a very fascinating machlekes hapaiskim, and many people are not aware of this discussion. If, in fact, the entire purpose of this takana of pu'utas, that they could buy and sell, was based on the fact that certain children don't have parents, they're yosaimim, and they don't have an apotropos. So some paiskim say that if you have a child who has a father who's not a yosin, he doesn't have the takana of putis, and his sale is not a sale, and his purchase is not a purchase. Other places can disagree, and other places can say that no, they were misakin it for katanim, for all putis, and even if the child has a father to take care of him, it doesn't matter, and the takana would still remain in effect. But according to those that assume that the takana was only for a yosim who doesn't have an apotropos, and if a child has a father, there's no takana of putis, there's a tremendous nafkamina that should come out la halach lamaisa. Why? And I heard this nafkamina from a Marburger once who was speaking out that this is a tremendous ha'ara on the way people conduct themselves when they have dealings with ketanim. Why? He said like this. He said, let's say you have a child that goes to a supermarket and he buys a candy with allowance money. Money that he got for an allowance. It's his money, officially. And he goes and he purchases candy with it. L'chayra, if he has a father and you assume that the takana of putis wasn't said for such a child, that purchase was not a purchase. So now, what happens? He bought the candy, he ate the candy, and finished. L'chayra, he should be able to come back to this supermarket after he becomes a bar mitzvah and demand all of the money that he, you know, spent in that store to be returned to him. Why? The mekach wasn't chal. It still belongs to him. And therefore, the money should be returned to him since the mekach wasn't chal. His purchase was not considered a purchase. If so, the guy who sold it to him will just say, okay, then give me back my candy, your mazik. Well, Marburger gatainet that l'chayra, it would be tully in a machlekes apayskin, whether a mazik that is mazik when the person's a katan is mechoyev to reimburse the nizik after he becomes a gadol. That's a massive machlekes apayskin. And many apayskim assume, most apayskim assume, that you're not chayev me'ikuradin to reimburse the nizik when you become a gadol. Many apayskim say that lotei sidei shemayim, you should return it. And, you know, there certainly is an inyan to return it, and it could be even a chayev lotei sidei shemayim. But in Bezdin, they cannot compel someone to reimburse a nizik if the hezek happened when the person was a child, when the person was a cop. And therefore, when the person ate the candy, he was mazik, he's potter, from reimbursing the nizik, and l'chayri, he should demand his money back. Now, there is a Shvus Yaakov, that the Shvus Yaakov mentions that even though many places can say that there's no chiyuv, at least in Bezdin, to reimburse a nizik if you are mazik the guy while you were a katan, but that's only the type of hezek like breaking his window. However, if let's say it's the type of hezek where you were nene, such as our case where you ate the candy, in that particular type of hezek, the Shvus Yaakov holds that you are in fact mechuyev to reimburse the nizik when you become a gadol. So in that particular case where you use the money to buy candy, according to the Shvus Yaakov al kapanim, you would in fact be mechuyev to reimburse the supermarket after you become a gadol. But at any rate, that's what should come out according to these paiskim, that if you hold that the takana of putis wasn't said for a child who has a father who's an apotropos for him, it would be a major problem with children spending their allowance money. Now, why is this only a problem by allowance money? Why is this not a problem also if the father sends the child to buy something for him? The child is the one that enters the store and purchases it. So even in that case, it should be a problem. So to this, the place can say that that's not going to be an issue. Because then the kinyan will work me to an arvus. Arvus means that when I give you money for yenim, that you should give the item to yenim, that it works me to an arvus. So over here, the father is telling the supermarket that if you give the candy or the item that I want my kid to buy for me to my kid, if you give the item, then on your day that I'll be mischayiv to pay you, and it will work the kinyan midin arvus. So that's why the ikur problem would only arise when it comes to the child spending his own money, where there is no concept of arvus that can be applied, and that would be a tremendous issue halacha lemaisa. But lemaisa, if you ask paiskim today about this issue, most will respond that we assume, Taka, like the shittas that hold, that we do in fact have the takana of putis, even for a child that does have a father, and even in such a circumstance, you would in fact be allowed to assume that the child could buy something and could sell something. One more point, and that is a very interesting machlekes apoiskim, and that is with respect to chazaka derava. What's chazaka derava? So we know that midiraisa, a child could only buy or make a kinyan or sell something when he becomes a gadol. What is the halacha when it comes to a child that zicher reached the age of bar mitzvah, but you don't know if he has shtei sa'aris? Now, in order to become a gadol, we know that you need shanim and simonim. You need simonim, which means you need two hairs. Now, if you have facial hair, you have a beard, obviously you have two hairs, bezakev atachton, and then there's no question, you're certainly a gadol. But what if you don't have a beard? So the question is, do you have to check a young boy who's bar mitzvah to make sure that he has shtei sa'aris in order for you to buy something from him or sell or sell something to him? So that's the question. Can you be soymech on chazaka derava? What's chazaka derava? The Gemara says that when it comes to dinim derabanan, we're generally soymech on chazaka derava. The Gemara is talking about miyun. But the Gemara basically says that chazaka derava means that most children that reach the age of bar mitzvah also have shtei saris. So you could assume that if he reached the age of gadlos, he mistama has shtei simon. The problem is that when it comes to dinim deraisa, the Gemara Nida Daf Mem Vav is talking about chalitza, we're not soymech on chazaka derava, and we require of the child to be checked and examined that he has shtei saris before doing something that's deraisa with this cotton. So the question is, can you be soymech on chazaka derava when it comes to buying and selling from a bar mitzvah boy who you don't yet know if he has shtei saris? So this is a machlekes apayiskim. The Aruch HaShulchan holds you could be soymech on chazaka derava. Others disagree and they hold that you can't. This is a very interesting machlekes apayiskim when you could, if you could be soymech on chazaka derava when it comes to selling or buying from a bar mitzvah boy.